Okay, we're up to page Kuf Mem Zayin. In the middle of Simon Kuf Samach Dalid, Halacha Vav. Okay, one more time. Page Kuf Mem Zayin, Simon Kuf Samach Dalid, Halacha Vav. In the middle of the laws of Pidyon Haben, the Inyan Mash Noihagim Shehakoyin Machzir Achakach Estimea Pidyon, Kuloi Oimitzosoi Lo'av. With regard to the custom among some Kohanim, where they give back the money after the father gives the money to the father, to the Kohen gives the money back to the, gives it back to the father. So the Taz writes, Kosav Aturi Azov Tam, he writes a reason for this. What's the reason he writes? If I'm not mistaken, it's because it's Chashash of Gezel. No one today can say about themselves that they are 100% a Kohen Miyuchas. And therefore, the Torah only entitled you to take the money if you are a coin, if you're a real coin. If someone gives you the 5 coins for Pidyon HaBen and you're not a real coin, it's gezel. So therefore, it's some kohanim of the custom of giving back the money. Now, that's not so simple, because if you give back the money and the father of the child knows in advance that he's getting back the money, so he's not giving it with a gemira stas. So it's not a sincere. It's not a sincere pidyon. It's not a real pidyon. It questions the validity of the pidyon. So therefore, there are different customs. Some, I think if I'm not mistaken, Rav Pam did not give back the pidyon haben money. He was makbet to keep it. It's makbet to keep it. Since you have a chazaka, you're a kohen, it's good enough. You're allowed to keep the money. And giving back the money, you're causing major problems, because you people are going to assume, oh, I'm not really giving it to you. It's just a game. I give you and you give it back to me. We make a chalipin. It's not a game. Therefore, again, some people have a different custom.
$100
You buy it from him. That's very common.
And then you give it.
But when the day is over, the coin gets $100 in his pocket. So you buy the coins from him. He has the coins. So you'll purchase the coins from him, because it's not so easy to go to the bank. They're not going to give you today in the bank silver dollars, will they? I don't think so. You have to go online. You have to go to a special place to get silver dollars. In Israel, they mint special coins. They mint special coins that have silver content that equal the 84 grams or even more for the Pidyon HaBen in the Chanami. But here, it's not so hard to get. They actually sell in Eichler's. If you go to Eichler's, they sell silver dollars. Regular. I know someone that made a Pidyon HaBen. He asked me to help him with all the preparations. So I went to Eichler's, and I thought for sure, I told him to go to Eichler's to get it. So he went to Eichler's, and he showed me the coins. I thought for sure in Eichler's they would have the minted coins from Eretz Yisrael. They didn't. They sold him a kit that had 6 silver dollars.
Which is real silver dollars?
Real silver dollars. American silver dollars.
I have them from the 1800s.
For $100.
$100,
yeah. $100. If you go, I'm sure you can get it half price. Go online.
Or
you.
Yes,
you have
little holes in there.
They're not so hard to get. You just have to know where to get it.
42nd Street, 6th Avenue. In Manhattan, they had coin stores one after the other.
Probably the easiest place to get it is online. You go online, you type in American silver dollar, you go on eBay.
You Joe's Gym Joint. You put in a Coke, and you know.
But we have to make sure that they're authentic.
Quarter, and then you give them the quarter, and they go into the machine, and they put a dime in and take the Coke out and give it to you. Called the Joe's Gym Joint.
I don't know. We have to make sure they're real. You have to make sure coins that you're giving have enough silver. So there are a lot of fakes out there. We all know that. So there has to be a certificate of authenticity to be certain that you have. You can tell? Alright, you can
tell the age.
I'm sure the charlatans are able to.
No, it's probably.
You have to weigh it.
60 something.
Yeah. How much content?
All real silver.
Yeah.
Isn't that a
Noah? A charge for the service of providing. It wasn't theirs. It was some, you know, people come to Eichler's all the time, all the Judaica stores, they present products. Some make a quick buck. You know, I make a Havdalah kit. I have a Pidyon HaBen kit. A Pidyon HaBen kit, that's a kit, it includes the Nusach HaTfilah, and includes the I don't know what it includes. It comes in a nice little case.
A box of dominoes.
It's a service.
Sugar cubes.
Someone needs. Am Chai Yisrael Tzrichim Parashah. parnasa, so they make it easy for the person. They come, they buy a kid. I don't know what it is.
That's a silver basket.
I don't know what it is. Okay, so this is the issue. So Tanu mi shereitza lasoyz hamitzvah kidiboy lemahavei, a person. Now here he writes another interesting thing that we mentioned before. Yes, we mentioned the chashim was the finding a koyin was a talmud chacham was a tzaddik, because the talmud chacham and the tzaddik is going to give a bracha after you do the pinyan aben. It's an ace rotzayin. A time of pinyan aben is a very great ace rotzayin. You're taking yourself back to yitzias mitzrayim. You're taking yourself back to the time of Hashem hikas kol b'char. Hashem's presence is there. Can you imagine what's going on? So of course you would want a koyin who's a tzaddik a talmud chacham to then give a bracha to the child and say yivarechacha, all the psukim that we said yesterday. But here he says another very interesting idea. A person who's an oni, so he can use the money. Talmidei chacham could use the money. Talmud chacham, the year, I think he means the year of shemayim. Ve'av gam hakoyin yigmu b'daitim shloy lahachzir, and they should make it very clear. The father should know that I'm not getting back the money. The father should know that he's not taking the money back. He's giving it lamatana. It's your money. Maybe there's such a thing. I don't know if it's such a thing. Is that just in case to calm the coin down? In case chas v'shalom, there's a quarter, a fraction of a percent that you're not really a coin, then I give you the money. B'matana gemura, so there should be no chashash of a gezel. I don't think you ever hear such things like that. Oh, yitin lo. Here he makes a point. This is something you can do if you really want to do. You really want the money back. Yitin lo b'matana al manas lahachzir. You tell it to him. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you for good, but you got to give it back to me. A matana al manas lahachzir. It's a tanai. That works. Just like an estrik, if you give an estrik to your child on the first day of Sukkot, you have to have adin lochem. If you give an estrik and lulav to an adult child, so you have to give it to him. I'll give it to him in matana gemura. But when you make the bracha, you want it to be yours as well, so you have to give it in matana al manas lihachzir. It works. So here as well, if I want the money, I can't part with the $50. I'm giving you the coins. I want it back. Just make it clear. I'm giving it to you in matana gemura. But there's a tonight, you give it back to me. But if you don't make this tonight, then it can be a harama. It can look like I'm not really giving it to you, since the assumption is that you're going to give it back to me right away. I never really gave it to you to begin with. You're just holding on to it for a few moments, but it's not really yours. Then there's a question if the pinyan aben is valid at all. Let's see on the bottom. There's no such thing. The DNA cannot help. The DNA cannot. We don't have technology. The DNA can be in halacha. Can be. You can have a situation where a person is a cholol or is not a kohen, even though he does possess the DNA of a kohen miyuchas. Because in the marriages, the way they works out, it can be circumvented. But let's say lu yitzui, one day they will come up with some type of genetic tests. It's very possible. There will be a way, and the genetic tests can trace the entire shalshelus hadaris, and you can determine with absolute certainty that the person is a kohen. Is that something which halacha
could tell you it's a kohen, but not a
cholo? Let's say, who knows? Maybe one day there'll be technology where they can even tell you that. I don't know. Who knows what they can do? They can do amazing things today. Who knows what they can do? So let's say you take a whole gene pool, right? With computers, they take the whole Klal Yisrael, every single living member of Klal Yisrael. We have their DNA on record, and the computer can then analyze. I think it's theoretically possible. You can analyze all the various scenarios. Who knows? Would that be halachically acceptable in order to determine the yichus of a kohen? I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe yes. One of the guidelines for dinei nefashos, it's not. That's certainly not the case. You have to have eidei ri'ya. So how does Bezdin establish the yichus of Klal Yisrael? It says that the Sanhedrin, that was their primary role, to sit in the Sanhedrin, the Lushkan Gozes. And what did they do the whole day? They were not answering shilas of chickens. Is a chicken kosher? Is it not kosher? Is the kurkavan treif? Is it not treif? What were the Sanhedrin HaGedoyla doing in the Lishka Gozis? They were checking into the yichus of the Kohanim to determine which kohen is fit for the avodah, which kohen was not fit for. What was their technique? What were their guidelines? We have no clue. It's lost from us. What do they do? Well, they had file cabinets, and they were checking into yichus. How did it work? They had computer files, they had DNA testing. What did they do? It doesn't say what they did. But somehow they made these decisions based on who is a koyim yichus, not a koyim yichus. They are guidelines. Let's see, Ois Yud Aleph, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on the bottom. She'akoyim machzir achakach ayim b'shut pneim b'nevin. Din ein la'av he sloin. The father is a poor man, does not have money. V'loitza ha'koyim l'lavoysoi, wants to lend him the money. How do we word? L'lavoysoi, to lend him the money. L'achaz man yifoloi. Ein lasoi zeh, you can't do this. Rakim yichlev shtar, lending him the money is not valid unless he writes a shtar. Because if you're not going to write, if you write the shtar, does batuach ha'koyim l'lamoynoi, v'zeh momon achem. Because if you don't actually write a shtar, it's not really a loan. It's like a mashkoin. It's not like I really lent you the money, it's really my money, and we just played a game. We just passed the money around.
Think further,
but if you write a shtar that you pay me $100 within a year from now, then when the coin gave them the coins to the father, I'm giving it to you b'maton, I'm giving it to you for real. Okay, the oz, the rakim yichtav ashtar, the oz b'tuach ha'koin al-mamoinah v'zemom an-acher, and now, when he gives him the money, he's really giving him the money for good, it's really his money. Avol, b'kishamal ve'loi, v'tekef noisle b'chazor la'koin nir ka'arom b'yalmo ayin sham. But if he says, yeah, I'll lend you the money, and you'll pay me back within a year. Here, take the coins, and then 2 seconds later, he gives him back the same coins in order to be pointed to the child. Oh, it doesn't look like they really, a real loan took place. It looks like it was just some make-believe game. Uladaiti ain shem chashash arama b'zu. He disagrees. Rabbi Brown disagrees. He holds it's perfectly permissible. Kifi mashal agoyim arsham pehagoyisav vagoyin mori v'rabi mareinu harav. Mareinu harav Shimon Engel. Shmuel Engel. Kish, and he brings a raya. Okay, I've seen this, and that's I met my father in Tzol Levrach, and this is exactly how we always started the Mechiras Chametz. He explains here, Kishamoichem HaChametz La'agoy V'tzorech HaGoy Shitin Erovoin Al-Kin HaChametz. The guy has to pay, the guy has to give a deposit. So let's read what it says over here. Let's say the guy does not have any money to give him a deposit. You can lend the guy money. The Yachsin give you Vitin the Teras Erovoin, give you a down payment, a deposit. The Ein B'zeh Shum Chashash Aroma. In Cain, Hachinami, the same way that is valid. Well, that is valid with regard to Mechiras Chometz. Hachinami Cain, Vayil El Sheves Yisham Devarim Ve'arayil Sheviu Lizev Im Cain Aim Bezer Shum Chashi Hold. That's 100% Mutter. Now, what does he mean? He means as follows: when it comes to Mechiras Chometz, let's say the guy is going to buy, let's say $10,000 worth of chametz. He has a popular rabbi, and he has hundreds of alabatim, and they're all selling whiskey, and they're selling chametz gum, or they're selling stocks in companies that sell chametz, and who knows what. It can come out to many thousands of dollars. So it could even be millions of dollars, and he's selling stocks and who knows what. And now the guy, you take a guy off the street, and you say, okay, you're going to buy the chametz. And the chametz, you know, we're not going to make the evaluation today. Today is not enough time. We're going to make a professional evaluation after Passover is over. And we'll start that process, you know, in 3 months from now when we have time. But right now we want you to become the legal owner. So all you need to do to become the legal owner is to give a deposit. To give a deposit, that will be the Maisa Kinyan Kesef. That's only one of many, I think there are like 7-8 Kinyanim we do. You'll give a Kinyan Kesef, you'll give a few dollars as a deposit, and that will already transfer ownership of all the $1 million to your possession. So the guy would normally take out of his pocket a $20 bill and give a deposit. But if you tell a guy to come and give a $20 deposit for $1 million of chametz, he'll say, listen, I don't have time for this. I'm not interested in doing this. So what do you do? So before you start, you tell the guy, you say, hey, I want to give you a present. I want to give you a present. Before we sit down, it's Passover, and we're in a good mood. Here is $50, $100. This is a gift for you to keep. It's your money. That's how you start. And you also, and you give, you know, yeah, just time for participation, whatever. Here's a gift, it's your money, pick up the money, it's your money. You also give him a scarf, a handkerchief, so he should be able to make a kinyan sudar. It's yours, because it has to be Caleb Shulkaine, it's yours. And then you begin. Okay, you know, we want to transfer the chametz. One of the transactions that we're going to do is what we call kinyan kesef, where you give a deposit. So maybe you can give me $20. I just gave you $100. So now he'll part with, from the $100, he'll give you a $20 bill. And by the way, he keeps the other $80. That's the, you know, his schar, the schar betela. That's why I know the guy my father used to use was very excited to participate, because he made money on it.
Easy money,
right? You come for half an hour, it's easy money. You got a lot of attention. Also, everyone looks at you and they talk, right?
Take a picture.
You get a kavod. You can't go wrong. Kavod and mammon. Those two, it's like a winning combination. Money and kavod, you can't go wrong. But every Mechiras Chametz begins where the rabbi gives the guy a matana, because we want the guy to give a deposit, and we don't want the guy to have no excuse. Sorry, rabbi, I don't have any money to give you for the deposit. So we give him the money to make the deposit. Oh, it's a haram. What? What?
Does he leave if he gets the money?
Why doesn't he leave? He could leave, but that's all part of it. We're not going to ask him to come back and do it next year. He's not going to be a good participant. He's not going to make the money next year. But it's a harama. It's deceitful, because I'm giving you the money and you're giving me back money. So am I really giving you the money? If you're giving me the money back 5 minutes later, am I really giving you the money? The answer is yes. It's accepted that I'm giving you the money, and therefore it's your money. And when you're giving back the money, it's a kenyan. The same way we don't consider it to be a haram when it comes to the Issa Bal Yibah Bal Yimotze, it's not called haram when it comes to the coin. The coin, the father does not have $50 to buy the 5 coins. So you know what? The coin says, listen, I have the money. I'll give you the coins. Here are the coins. They're yours. And then 5 minutes later, they make the ceremony and he gives them, the father gives the coins to the coin. Oh, it's a harama. They just pass. No. When the coin gave the 6 silver dollars, which is a content of 84 grams of silver, it was given b'leiv shalem, so the mitzvah can be done properly. Just like it's good by Mechiras Chametz, it's good on.
Sell the contract too?
What? I don't think so. I don't think so. Next time you go into Eichlis, ask them to see the pidyon haben kit. See what's in there. I don't think it's just coins. All it is coins. Count how many coins they put in. I think they put in 6 coins. I was very disappointed. I wanted the nice coins, the coins from Eretz Yisrael, the minted coins. I thought for sure, where else could you find it? You know,
the old coins, the old silver dollars.
They give you this person. He went. I told him to go to Eichlis. He went to Eichlis. He showed me. Bought this little kit, a little nice case, and the sticker was still on it. The Eichlis sticker. How much it cost? I think it was $99. I opened it up and it was American silver dollars. I was disappointed. I thought you're going to bring me for $100, at least get the real stuff, get the good stuff from Eretz Yisrael.
Doesn't have to be American coin.
No, it has to be silver. 5 slum, it has to be silver content. The value, there's no din of a coin. There's not like maxa shekel. It's not like maxa shekel, a calf of a coin in circulation. Nothing to do with maxa shekel. Maxa shekel is a zecher l'migdosh. So just like we gave a half of a shekel, so the custom is to give a half of a coin that is Ba'isa Medina. In America, you have dollars and you have half dollars. In Canada, they have dollars. I don't even know how it works in Canada. They have half dollars in Canada as well. Every country.
Smell the coins.
In Europe, what?
Smell?
Yes. It's as if it's real silver?
Put garlic powder on.
No. No. In euros, there are such. How does it work in euros? They have half euros? I don't know how it works. I don't know. Every country, we learned in Kishnuch, you describe all the different currencies of the time. There are dollars, there are whatever the common coin is, there's a half a coin. Pidyon HaBen has nothing to do with Machzis HaShekel. Pidyon HaBen is purely to give silver that is equal to 5 sloim.
Give a bar of silver?
Yes. Shavikesef. Not even silver. You give the value of silver of the Torah of 5 shkolim. And we know how much that was. We know we made the calculation. It is 84 grams of silver. 84 grams. You go online, look at how much is 84 grams of silver worth, and you can give shavah kesef. You, what? So it still happens to be. It happens to be that six. I don't think five makes it. Five is not enough. What? It could be. I'm sure you can. You, online, I for sure you can get it. Coins. Okay. Online is much easier. Today you go online, in 10 seconds you can find a website where you can buy silver dollars at rack bottom price. Go on, just make sure it's not the real coins. Yeah.
After silver dollars is obviously a coin that was not done it.
Possibly not. They have their own coins. They have their own sets already. No, I think the person who's selling to Eichel is making a quick buck. What does Eichel care? A guy comes in, I want you to sell me a talisman. I want you to sell me a toy, a little menschlich, right? A little menschlich with a little pail. You know, all these toys for kids, all these new gizmos. It's just a hub where they collect with everyone who wants to sell. They sell for you. Someone brings them a kit that has machas shekel. You want to, if the market is a market, someone will buy it. They'll take it. Okay, let's go further. So here we have this very interesting idea of returning of lending. Okay, let's go halacha zayin ha'im the mother is not mechuyev ena chayeves liftois es benov imei so'av ha'abezdin poidin oiso. The one who has an obligation is the father. If not the father, the bezdin, the mother is out of this mitzvah. Why is the mother out of this mitzvah? Because no one is mechuyev to redeem her. You only have to bring a firstborn male. So since a woman is herself not potentially within the midst of being redeemed, so she cannot be the one to redeem someone else. It's totally zeh bezeh. If you mechuyev in the midst for yourself, then you can be a participant to do it for someone else.
Even though you're not a firstborn.
Even though the male is not a firstborn, then in the Echanami, but the male is a male. It's the geder of Zucharim. We don't go that far to differentiate between a male who's a firstborn, not a firstborn, and the fact that the person is a male automatically puts him in that category. Let's go here. Pasuk Yalachol Yud Aleph in the Shearim. Habezdin Poydin Asav V'Chin Kasev V'Chasam Sefer De'im Ein Av Liftos Poydin Habezdin Mimamon Shel Tzibur. You don't ask the mother to give money. You use the money of the tzibur. V'Hi Mitzvah Sebif Ne'atz is a separate drash. The Gemara is a drash that when there's no father, then it goes to the bezdin. It does not go to the mother. Upinuyos Yehudios Shayoldim Zochar Ma'idein. Let's say a woman has a child out of wedlock. We have, there is no father present. They sent to an orphanage home or some type of a foster home. We're going to come to that later on. That's really too. We'll get that very soon. One moment. Let's do halacha ches. Let's say the father did not, for whatever reason, he chose deliberately not to be Ben. There's no bezin, there's no community. And this person grew up in Russia. A lot of Russians are like this. This is the years we used to hear about. They don't hear about the Stanwolfen anymore, because there aren't too many Russians anymore. But years ago, there were many Russians who never had Pidyon HaBen.
They made a double
Pidyon HaBen. For their son also. When they had a child or the grandchild, so they also, you heard about adults, 90-year-old Russians doing Pidyon HaBen. You heard about this pretty often. You have to do it yourself when you become an adult. And you make a bracha. And you also make the bracha. What? I'm sorry. That's a very, very fascinating chiddush. Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, the baby dies after 30 days. The baby made it to 30 days, and they just never got around to Pidyon HaBen. You mechuyev to Pidyon HaBen on a dead baby. Shocking thing. Because once the Zman arrives, you mechuyev to pay the money. You mechuyev to pay the money even though the child is no longer alive. You don't make a shechiyano. I don't know what the halal. Let's say.
They make the bracha.
They make the bracha anytime. Not the levaya. Not the levaya. Why the levaya? Adrab, the levaya, the father is an oinim.
We had the shiloh before. The kid has to be there.
Right, so obviously here you can't do it. The child should be there, but the child's not there, it works. Everyone agrees, and some hold the you should do it where the father is and forget out where the child is. That was machlokes, shach, tas, bach, all the achrayim, what's the ideal thing to do. But everyone agrees that b'diavad, if the child is not present, you can still do pidyon haben. Now, I don't know the answer to this question. Let's say you have a person who's chayzeh b'shuva, and then he realized that his father never had pidyon haben. He knows that his father grew up in. So does he make a pidyon haben for his father? It doesn't say here. It says here about it. I don't know. B'lchor shouldn't be any different, right?
This was the whole machlokes before Zaynish.
Okay, that was doing it again. Okay,
right,
doing
just like doing it again.
But here, the father already died. Here with this situation that the Ramah is dealing with a new generation. You have an older generation taking care of a younger generation. We have an interesting shaila. What about a younger generation taking care of an older generation?
Died already?
Yeah. Let's say you have a son. You have a person, you have a family, they're not religious. What? You're not going to dig them up, that we know. Okay, but we're talking about doing pidyon haben. We're talking about yeshud. L'chadchila, l'chever kadisha, if a person dies, a chever kadisha, what?
We said it, I think we
did. First 3 days, even if you have to dig up, as long as they dig up the dead, to go do a pidyon haben. So I think it's also very possible. Let's say, Rachman al-San, let's say you have a child who's chayze b'shuva, and then his father dies, and his father was 100% irreligious, and he did not even a bris milah, and the son goes and calls in a kosher, calls in a chever kadisha, u'shem Shabbos, do the tahara, and they should be buried with kever Yisrael. So, and the chever kadisha discovers the person never had a bris milah. Of course, they do a bris milah.
So they'll do the pidyon haben too.
That's l'chor, yeah. And even l'chor, what it says with the bracha and with the shechianu.
Without a
shechianu. What does it say here? Without. You do l'chor. That's what it says. If you know for a fact, the only thing that I'm curious about is the fact that the Ramah only this. I must be brought down the shaila. I'm just guessing now. The fact that it only discussed the shaila the other way around, where it's the older generation that we're referring to the younger generation, because then you can be absolutely certain that it was not done. But when a person is dealing with a grandfather or a father, even though they lived a life that were completely irreligious, do you really know for sure that no one, they never had a pidyon haben? But let's say you know he's a Bukhar. You have a right to assume he's a Bukhar. But do you really know that no one ever in the family, a long lost relative, didn't already do a pidyon haben? When it's the other way around, you're the parent, you're the grandparent, you know what's going on. But when you're a child and you're looking up to a higher generation, you don't really know what ever happened.
So higher,
yeah.
We should be able, now I can make a pidyon haben for any Bukhara that wasn't there. I zachal adam shalei b'fara.
But you have to know who the person is.
You have to know?
Well, yeah.
You
have to know who the person is. Well, you can go and put out $1,000,000 and zack all the kohanim.
You have a good kohen and you balance it back and forth.
It's like going to the mikvah, right? You go into the mikvah, son, there's a Kabbalah, you have to go tovel 100 times. So what do people do 100 times? People who have these mishagas, they put their finger up and down 100 times, right? Because the whole body has to be immersed. You ever see? I see that all the time.
Yeah.
People up and down. And I saw tshuva, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work. This not out. You have the least significant part of your body. It's a joke. To go put your finger up and down is a joke. There's no way you need to anyway do it more than 3 times. Mishabur says only 3 times. Chatasi din tshuva. Chait peshan oven. 3 times is more than enough.
So yeah. You know, for example, if you've done tshuva and say, your father was a
bechor. Yeah.
You can do a
pidyon haben
for him?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question I just asked. That's the question. Oh, without his knowledge, yes. Zochim Adam Shalai Bifanov. Shalai Bifanov.
Definitely, even if he's alive, right?
Even if he's definitely much better. Especially, much better he's alive.
He's not alive.
Okay, let's go to next halacha. Halacha test.
What's going to happen now? What's going to happen is that a kohen will be at a pidyon haben. He'll say, you know, give me an extra 5 shkolim. Yeah. I have to take care of your father and your grandfather and your uncles. Yeah. And whatever.
Keep the money coming.
Not,
swipe the card again. Okay, let's go. Okay, let's go to halacha test. Halacha test. Kohanim, v'levim. Kayhanim levim patur mibin abin. Kayhanim levim patur mibin abin. Here comes the very important halacha. The afilu bas koin, even a bas koin, a bas levi, nises li yisrael. If anyone in the family is a koin or a bas koin, a bas levi, nis li yisrael, a haben patur mibin. Now, the im bas koin, nis eles le'ein a Yehudi, with the sabra mimen, but let's say a bas koin had an out of wedlock relationship and she's pregnant. Oy afilu nisabra achar kach beheter habein chay bepidyon. Why? There's a very shocking halacha. Shari imoy nischalala a koihenes minakahuna, a koihenes that has a forbidden relationship is no longer called a koihenes. She's a chuleles, and therefore alidei bilas in Yehudi, v'alidei shor bilas isur shehi mischaleles, and mikanul habav, she has a child who is a peterechem firstborn, the child is chayiv in pidyon haben. It's a very shocking thing. A woman who is a bas koyen under normal circumstances would never have be potentially chayiv in pidyon haben if she is Ls to a man that she's not allowed to live with, to a goya, not a Jew. She's goya to an Eini Yehudi, or she has a bia. Let's say to what other situations? A goosh. She would have to be whatever situation. Anyway, a man that she's not allowed to live with. She now is nischala. She loses her status of being a bas koyin, and if she has a child in the future, that child is chayv in pidyon haben.
A koyin cholol.
No, it's not a koyin cholol that marries a bas. What? That marries a bas yisrael. He's still. I don't know what it is. What is halacha? It's his child chayiv in pidyon haben. I don't know. It doesn't say here. I don't know the answer. I don't think he talks about it. Okay, I don't know. Let's see. Yudal. Koyhanim ulevim peturim mipinyin haben ayim b'shut samach tzedek. Lubavitch. V'isha shenises le'ish v'yolda bein v'hi eina yudas and he bas yishol oy bas koyin. She does not know her yichus. So what does this woman do? She's a Jewish. She knows she's Jewish, so she doesn't know her yichus. Does the child have pinyin haben with the bracha? Hello, Shem, the potter of him shall I yellow lift this beno? Why? The akoyinu moitzi mechaveroi of all of haraya. We have a principle of hamoitzi mechaveroi all of haraya. So since we do not know the mother does not know her status, she can say, listen, there's a possibility, there's a small chance that I am a bas koyin or a bas levi, and therefore I'm potter from pidyon haben. So therefore there is no pidyon haben. Oh, you're asking your question, but the chance that you're a bas koyin or a bas levi is a mute because the majority of klal yishol are not koyhan, the majority of klal yishol are yisraelim. So let's go bas. And Basarayv would make you into a Yisrael Shechayev? No! The Af al Gav Deruba Yisrael ain Hochman B'mamon Acharayv. We have a principle when it comes to money, when it comes, as long as there's a small chance that I'm not Chayev to pay money, you don't have to pay money. With a Shod Binyan Tzioin Hesed.
Why can't you argue then that I don't know that the coin is a real coin?
No, that we don't assume. That he's going to talk about that also as well. He's going to mention that thing in soon passing. That we have a right to assume you're a coin. Once you're a coin, you're established. You're a coin. We assume it's good enough. The opinion.
The evidence that's a coin of Levi if they don't know.
What?
Is the
Amatseva
saying that the grandparent was a Levi or
Kohen?
Is that enough?
That's a tough question. That's what the Sanhedrin Hagadol, Lishus deals with. You know, today they do it also. A lot of the Rabbanut Shilas, the heavy duty Rabbanut Shilas, deal with Yichas. They deal with these type of things, with witnesses, people, Miyuhudi. Miyuhudi, you know, in politics, a big, big issue. And the Rabbanut has, Baruch Hashem, they still have pretty much control over the question of Miyuhudi. They're always trying to take away the control from the Rabbanut. But the Rabbanut has, and they have very big Talmidei Chachamim that sit on these Bati Dinim, and they deliberate, and they have exactly that type of thing comes into play. People bring pictures of Matzevos, they bring relatives to testify.
After the war,
even today, going on today, people, immigrants.
The Russians coming down.
The Russians, these are really tough.
Check out all the Russians.
These are very tough questions. I mean, I remember hearing some very interesting cases. One of these tapes, whyutorah.org, I don't remember who I heard it from, maybe Steve, Rabbi Steve Przanski, maybe other Rabbanim, and they were discussing all these fascinating shilas, and the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael, they really couldn't come to a conclusion. And they had testimony, people coming to testify, and like, there were stories. I'm not saving.
Middle-aged men who find out they're a lady, they had the first aliyah as a lady, it's like a celebration.
Right, remember that? There was a famous story like that. There was a person who was always getting a yishol, and then he was mid-age, and all of a sudden, now, bez and paskin, that you're a lady. So,
the United States has to be a bez or a rob, does it?
I don't know the answer. I don't know. They have someone who knows what they're doing. I don't know. These are all tough questions.
I had a friend who was about tshuva.
Yeah.
A little about tshuva.
Yeah.
And he wound up going to his Seder's caver, and there it said he's a lady.
Oh, was that enough?
Yeah.
To paskin on that? That's halacha?
No, it said he knew that his...
Just because it says on the matzeva you're a levy doesn't mean anything. Today I can go to a matzeva. I can do whatever I want. No one's going to stop me. You go to a monument store. Who's going to stop you?
No. But this was done at the time when he passed away. It said the halevi.
Okay, so that I guess the Bezdin felt, based on circumstance, that was enough to establish a levy. But think about it. Just because it says something on a matzeva, you know how many lies are written on matzevas?
Yeah, Harav HaGoyin.
Harav HaGoyin, a tzaddik, this. The lie, there are outrageous lies. What about Hespedim? You ever go to Hespedim? Some Hespedim? Are we talking about the same person here? Am I in the right channel? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, okay. So, I don't know. Listen, people make mistakes all the time.
No, in visions they do not make a
statement
at all.
In visions they don't make a statement at all. Okay, you don't know.
If you're 2 minutes late for a Levaya in visions, you've missed it.
It's like someone goes into a monument store. Someone told me this joke. He went into a monument, he told me this very recently. He went to a monument store, and I know they have monuments, and in Coney Island there's a monument store.
Yeah.
So they have samples, right? Yeah. So they have the name. So the guy walks and goes, look, that's my name! Maybe I can get a discount. More sample. half price. The deal of a lifetime. Once in a lifetime can you get such a deal. What?
You know, when I was in Israel and I did Chumbo, I had my father has no idea what it was.
Yeah.
I asked the rabbis in the area, they told him just be Yisrael.
Okay, so these.
There's a guy that davens in my shul, Morning Levine.
Yeah, from BYA.
No, his name is Levine. But they told him they don't know. He doesn't know if he's a
Cohen Levi.
He was. He said when he was young, he used to get a Aliyah as a Levi, and they told him
who said you're a Levi. Many Levines are Kohanim. Do you know that?
What?
Many Levines are Kohanim. And then there are Levines who are Levine. And then there are Levines like me. I'm a Yisrael. As far as I know, what? The cats?
I'm a friend, Mendy Khan.
Okay, let's go. Let's finish up the paragraph. Okay, let's finish the paragraph. The Eina Yoidas Im He. Okay, let's finish up.
Rav David Cohen.
Okay, let's finish up. Okay. We have to finish up. The He disagrees. He holds it's not so. We don't follow this. If a woman says she does not know, as far as halacha is concerned, she is a Yisraelis. And that's the end. Don't go say over here there's a possibility. He disagrees. We have to know this. Don't play around with this halacha. There are different types of roivs. When there's a real possibility that you don't follow the roiv, then you don't follow the roiv. But when you're dealing with stamazoy, a person says, I have no clue. I don't know. I'm chayzer b'shuva. So then we assume you're a Yisraelis, the case closed, and the opinion that Ben is done with a bracha. He has a dilemma. He doesn't know what to do in this situation. His conclusion is pshara. The pshara is do the opinion that Ben, but don't make a brach, shash bracha, levatala. From the beginning, it's mashma, you make a brach as well. But he holds that no, you don't make a bracha according to Levushim Mordechai. B'loy bracha mishum safik v'sim shim yesh levar davar zeh rak shetzarch lishay sadavar chodesh u'shtayim utali b'plukzoch b'plukzoch hachamsi im haradvaz im nochel lhamtin b'mitzvah kadesh shiasen l'mocha b'milchuder. Let's say the question is asked to the Rav. We have the baby is 31 days old. All systems go. Should we do the Peyin HaBen? But we do not know if the mother is a Yisraelis. Or maybe we don't know she's a Chayza B'Shuva. We don't know what to do with her, what her status is. So the Rav says, well, can you find out? He says, well, we can launch an investigation. It will take a lot of time and money. Professional investigation. So according to the Levushim Mordechai, and according to the Levushim Mordechai, and according to the Binyan Shlomi, you should do the Binyan HaBen right away. It's boy by yom. Do it. You do it. And when you do it, even according to Binyan Sin, you make a bracha. But now the Shaila is, but wait a minute, we can make an investigation. An investigation may take months. We'll hire professionals. But we are confident that through money and time and effort, we will know the truth. But now we're not going to know today. It'll take a couple of months until we get down to the bottom. So is it better to do it today without a bracha bizman, without a bracha, and only with a suffix in our mind, or to wait a period of time until to be mavar, and then we can do it, but oifan mechudur? Very tough question. So what does he conclude? The hella b'shel l'zushim yesh l'varer, if you can clarify, yesh l'hamdin gam chodesh u'shtayim, you should wait. Don't do it right away. Don't do it right away and wait until you can do it both in Mahudar. But the ECB, aka Spoil of Shlo'elov Lachashloimoi, Avshloma Kluga, Shahelagam Kain, the Mukhuv Pinyan Rak, the Mukhuv Pinyan, the same, not talking, you're talking about the, I think, the standard case, when you do not know what the status of the mother is, if she's a Kohenis or not, Pinyan Rak, you think about Lebrocha, Ayin Shom, he comes out like the Levushi Mordechai, that when you do not know the status of the mother, so you do a Pinyan without a Bracha. Next, let's go one paragraph. What about a Jewish girl that's not married? Shayiladim zechadim, shayoldim zechadim, shayoldim zecharim. Im mechuyav opinion. Kshayold zecharim. Im mechuyav opinion. If they mechuyav opinion. So, a woman that has a child out of wedlock. The yesh lachosh. Now, what's the concern? The concern is, well, she says, well, I'll tell you who the father is. I'll tell you the father is. He's not going to want to admit it, but I'll tell you. So according to my understanding, the child is a chayav opinion. No. The same way you are, have lowered your moral standing, your stature, to be mezaneh, to have the baby.
No,
you're not the chosen.
Show
me what it says.
She
has a... Look what it says. What?
She is always chayav opinion, but you can say maybe...
But maybe the father's a guy.
No, she's still chayav opinion.
No. Let's see what it says. Let's read the words.
The daughter is chayav opinion.
No, but if the father is a guy, let's see what it says. So the
Penuyos... Well, you just said it. In Baskai Nivalele Eini Yehudi B'Nisar...
That's for the future. For the future, now. No.
Right, the because the mother's exemption as
the mother is Jewish.
Yeah,
the mother is Jewish.
So the mother is Jewish. So the child is Jewish.
Okay, fine. You're right. I'm sorry. The father, the Kohen. The father. I'm sorry. You're right. Not right. Right. Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. So the case where the mother says that the father is a Yisrael, we don't believe her. The same way she was mizana with the Yisrael, she could be mizana with a Kohen or with a Levi, and then there is no Pinyan HaBen. She says no. So what is the halach? What's the bottom line? It's a very, very small chance. With Zen, this time that the binyan l'shitasai, that there are different types of roivs. This tarav, we go bus a roiv. With Zen, holchem gam b'menachar roiv. The roiv me'alma. The oid mitzav. Another reason why we mechayiv mitzarif sham oid shnei tam lechayiv. Look there. With Shul ben Chasalazar v'herich oid b'zev v'chasal d'lshlofi Zen d'chayav d'achiv b'lipin d'achiv l'plif doisan. The mothers are not mechuyav to redeem them. Kamashkos b'shulchan aruch ulahat lachiv ala bezdin shutircha yiserv yotzom eruba beir gedoyla sheyar harbe b'shana, in a large city where this happens every day. So look what's going on. We have a woman, if they get married out of wedlock, they have children, single mothers, and it's happening very often. And the women are not mechuyav al pi halacha to do the pidyon haben. The chiyuv falls upon the bezdin. The bezdin has to shell out $50 for every child that's born, and it's communal money. And maybe there's a reason not to be mechayim, because maybe the father is a kohen or a levi. So who says we should use the kehila shegelt for this purpose? The yesh b'zeoid plugs to gedola im habezdin mechuyav liftois b'loy ha'av k'mashakasav ramo. When there is no father, who says the bezdin has an obligation? Who says you have the right to take the money that belongs to the tzibor and to use it for this purpose? The achreinim sham yachvei sheikh b'sug yezod mitstarf oid hevza safik the shema kva yoldu. Maybe there's another reason why. Maybe the mother already had miscarried. She had a miscarriage before. Maybe she had another child. Maybe it's not her first child. She's just not telling us what's going on. She doesn't want to reveal us her history. This is the first time. That a woman that has a child out of wedlock, and since she's not the one that has the mitzvah to redeem the child who falls upon the bezdin, and there is no father, and you have all of these other sekas, who says maybe the father is a koy, maybe the father is a levi, maybe the woman already had a miscarriage, which also exempts her from a pinyon aben, and it's the money of the tzibor. So therefore, you can be mitzvah all these things together, not to be mechayev of the bezdin to do the pinyon aben. What?
If this kid becomes about shuva,
maybe. Do it himself. So he should do it himself. He can spend his own money, spend his own hard-earned money. You have no right to take the hard-earned money of the tzibor for such a purpose. Interesting how far it goes, how careful you have to be with the money of the tzibor.
Yeah.
You have no right to abuse the money of the just kid. Oh, yeah, it's a good thing. We'll do some misafik. So that's a child. So it's a child's problem. When the child becomes an adult, let the child do it himself, not anyone else.
People have to pursue it. There's so many possibilities. They have to spend the whole time looking around.
No, definitely not. There's even where it comes to their attention. This situation has come to the attention of the bezdin. So the bezdin doesn't have their own money. The money belongs to the tzibor. Are we allowed to take the money of the tzibor to be paid to a child that's only a safek? No. You have no right to go spend the tzibor's money, to waste their money. You have to be very careful with the tzibor's money. V'yayim b'shut mahari asad, shematik sham shuv me'agun maharam benat, shehetel benet, shehetel chiv ala bezin, luftoisi af shaboyel moideh shemenu havlad ayin sham, that he says, no, the chiv is for bezin, luftoisi, even when the father admits, the kohen admits, moideh. What?
The father owns out.
Even the father doesn't agree. Does that what it says over here?
No,
the father says it's my child.
When the father.
But Bezdin
says
it's my child.
What does his father say?
It's my child.
So then the Zichanit's pigeon.
No. But
Zichanit's pigeon.
But it's the Bezdin's pigeon. Look what he says.
I don't know why this is so. Shehit l'chiv ala Bezdin l'ftoy say, af! Because maybe we don't believe the father. Maybe that's why. We don't believe the father. Okay, we'll stop over here.
First of all, this applies only if you have the bezin of the town.
Right.
And number two, you see that even 200, 300 years ago, there were so many problems.
That's right. That's right.
It's a very
insightful. Yep.